Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to use tantric-conspired sexuality to heal others' sexual repression. So I am super excited to introduce Michelle Garfinkel. Now, Michelle is a holistic sex coach. She helps people discover their deepest sexual pleasure through safe, non-explicit, one-on-one coaching sessions. Now, Michelle put up her shingle in late 2018 after completing a gold standard coaching certification from the Tantric Institute of Integrated Sexuality. Michelle helps individuals unwind issues around sex, love, and relationships with a special focus on using tantric sex to heal sexual repression. In her off hours, she loves hanging out with her huge fluffy dog and curling up with a book. Well, welcome, Michelle. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
I'm super happy to be here. Thank you, Wendy.
Yeah. And, you know, I just love how you're helping people achieve really more fulfilling relationships through healing this sexual repression. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work that you're now doing.
You know, I just love what I do so much. It's just crazy to me that this is what I get to do every day. And I'm so excited to just talk my face off about it.
That's awesome. That's the epitome of being an entrepreneur, right? You design exactly what you love. Well, I'm curious here, Michelle, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
So it was really a two-prong moment that aligned up perfectly. So the first side was that I was in a classic 9-to-5 office environment type job. I was really getting some burnout. I was in a very fast-paced tech company, and I'm a chill, laid-back person. Okay. And so being in the 40 hours every week, it's like asking a Great Dane to pull a sled all day. Like, I was just exhausted by the time I was done.
Right.
So within that context, I had been exploring Tantra and holistic sexuality for years, and knew it was such an amazing gift to the world. So I was burned out and tired, and then this Tantra teacher training popped into my lap, and I just jumped on board. And before I knew it, I was all trained up and putting out my shingle and made a dramatic career change.
Yeah, that is a dramatic career change, but it sounds like it's something that you had been getting burnout and realizing this was not going to be your forever job. And then in the meantime, you were building this real in-depth interest and expertise.
Exactly.
In another area. So that, yeah, that's great. And you've now been coaching, I think, for about 2 years. So has your business mission or vision evolved during this time?
Yes, definitely. So when I first put myself out there as a coach, I thought I was going to be like so many of the other coaches that I've seen, where they build an empire of online courses and workshops and YouTube channels and blah, 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 blah. And I discovered pretty quickly that trying to do that, I was rebuilding my cubicle. I was putting myself back in that horrible corporate 40 hours a week environment that I was so desperately trying to escape.
Interesting.
Yeah. Right. I was like, wait, hold the phone, pulled the e-brake, and did a lot of personal introspection and really did a dramatic pivot. And so now I have almost like a boutique coaching business model, All I do is coach individuals. I only coach a handful of clients at a time so I can really focus on them, give myself the self-care and the professional development that I need to do to hold really deep, profound space for these people. Mm-hmm. And it's a much better fit. I don't have to focus on 1,001 things. I just have to focus on the client who's right in front of me. And oh, I love it.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah. I love how you really realize that you were recreating your comfort zone, which was what you were desperately trying to get away from. Exactly. Just simply by creating that container all over again and mm-hmm. thinking that you're going to have this mega business, which, like you said, ultimately at the end of the day, probably wouldn't have been fulfilling had you had all those online courses and everything that keeps you at arm length. And now you're working more one-on-one in a fulfilling manner. So yeah, that's great. Well, have there been any big roadblocks you've had to overcome along the way besides just realigning your business focus with this more boutique type?
Oh, so many. I've discovered that, at least for me in business building, there is so much outer work, writing the emails, doing the sales calls, et cetera, et cetera. But there's just as much, if not more, inner work that needs to be done. The meditation, the soul searching, the pondering, the creativity, the emotional vulnerable side of it. Mm-hmm. And that's been a huge element for me. One thing that crops up a lot is this question of enough. Am I enough?
Right.
Oh, and it yeah. just happens over and over and over again.
Totally.
Is my marketing enough? Is my outfit enough? Is my coaching enough? Is my dog enough? Like, oh.
It sucks yeah. everything out of you.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, what did you do to overcome that inner work that you suddenly were faced square in the mirror with?
I actually ended up using the exact same techniques that I use with my clients.
There you go. You're going to walk your talk. I love it.
Yeah.
So what were those techniques?
Yeah. So I obviously focus on sexuality, but your sexuality is also incredibly vulnerable. In your sexuality, there's a lot of questions. Am I enough? Am I enough? Mm-hmm. Is my body enough? Am I providing enough pleasure to my partner? And so using those same meditations, those same tantric tools and techniques helped me release a lot of that self-doubt, a lot of that worthiness. And then when I get really stuck, I reach out to my network of fellow coaches. Sometimes I enroll in coaching myself, and sometimes I just need someone to let me cry at them for a little bit, and right. it's all good.
Yeah, we all need that support team, and that's the good side and the not so good side about being your own boss, right? You can design your business however you like and build this tremendous coaching practice exactly the way it feels good for you, but you sort of feel like an island. Mm-hmm. And sometimes be isolated. So that's great that you've aligned yourself with a support circle and then tapped into your own expertise. Sometimes it's not that obvious, right? Isn't that amazing? It's like, wait a second, I think I've got some information here that might work on myself.
Yeah, it's like, maybe I've only been studying this forever.
Right. It does transfer. Mm-hmm. That's great. I love that. Well, Michelle, you're obviously, an expert at helping people really overcome their sexual issues, but how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
I've come a long way. It used to be just nightmares for me. I have since gotten more comfortable with it, but one of my sticking points is discussing pricing. Hmm. I'm more comfortable charging what I'm worth, but my pricing structure is a little bit different than what a lot of clients expect. A lot of clients come in assuming that coaching is very similar to therapy. And so they expect you charge blah, blah, blah an hour or blah, blah, blah per session. Mm-hmm. But I charge for a preset package of sessions. So I charge for 12 sessions.
Okay.
And then on top of that, there's either the pay up front or the payment plan model. So there's just more complexity in it. And clients get confused. And then once you confuse them, you lose them. So that's the sticking point for me.
Okay. Well, yeah. And you're not alone in that. Definitely. That's a fairly common struggle around pricing and really how to convey the value of the way that you structure your rates and the investment. But I'd love to give you a little bit of sales coaching on that if you'd like.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, the one thing that is an easy fix to this is to think in terms of outcome. And I realize you and I have not spoken in much depth here about how your enrollment conversation goes. You know, I might be giving you some advice on stuff you're going to say, well, I already do that. But I encourage you to rethink it a little bit deeper if that's the case. When your potential clients are trying to put a round peg in a square hole when it comes to the investment level or what it looks like to work with you, and they have preconceived ideas, there are two techniques you can use. So one is to basically beat them to the punch, okay? And what I mean by this is you bring up a common objection before they do, or address a common misconception before they do in your sales or your enrollment conversation. Mm-hmm. So if one of the objections comes up by not wanting to buy a package or a series of sessions, and they say, well, I'd just like to, you know, if they try to piecemeal you or, you know, how about if I just do two sessions or something, where they try to break it down into something that you really aren't wanting because you know they aren't going to get the outcome, then you can front load, as I call it, the conversation by saying, now keep in mind, this is not like therapy. Therapy is looking at the rear view mirror, and what we're going to be doing is looking into the, you know, we're going to be solving some problems so that your future relationships or this and that. So it's not therapy where you pay one by one. What we're going to be working towards is a bigger outcome. And so right there, you just eliminate that whole misconception of them even wanting to bring up, well, I'm going to just take two sessions for now. So does that make sense?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And even just saying, okay, so my pricing structure is a little different. Stay with me. It's not, it's different than the therapy one-to-one. So just hold tight and let me know what questions you have. And
yeah.
Kind just of let them know that it's going to be more than just a one price. And
exactly.
That's all.
Yeah. You're just kind of saying one step ahead of them. And so it just diffuses that. And it takes you out of that feeling of being salesy. You know, we don't like having to overcome objections, right? It doesn't feel good. And the way that I coach my clients is let's do everything to eliminate objections, because people just need to have everything needed to make a solid decision. And you won't really get any objections as long as you're talking to a qualified prospect. And by that, we mean somebody who is truly wanting the outcome. Which brings me to the other quick fix here is when you're talking about your sessions, and I don't know how many sessions there are, but say you want to work with them for 12 sessions. Well, I would recommend that you talk more in terms of the outcome after working together. You would put the focus on, when we work together, this is the outcome. This is how, you know, we're going to shift this, or this is what you'll be feeling then after working together. And what I would like to do is work together with you for the course of 3 months. Mm-hmm. And so just take the whole sessions thing as the focus out of it. Your focus is more on outcomes versus sessions.
Got
and
it.
The sessions are how you get the outcomes. And so the emphasis is then more on the outcome instead of, you know, we're going to have 12 sessions together. So hopefully that those two things will provide you a little bit of reprieve from those people that want to just pick apart your package or the work that you do and dilute it down to, you know, kicking the tires.
Yeah, exactly.
And not wanting to lean full into this transformation. So
absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Well, you know, Michelle, I have a big question here, though. We've been spending a lot of time as couples together because of the pandemic, right? The social distancing has kept us home. All the events are closed or not happening. We can't do all these other things. It's bringing a lot of couples together. Has the COVID pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Yeah, I'm definitely seeing more people being interested. And it's really this beautiful snapshot of what goes on in people's bedrooms and in their homes that they're aware of because they're no longer distracted by all of the things.
Right.
You know, they can sit back and think, oh goodness, I haven't slept with my husband in like 3 months, you know, or they're like, I used to be happy single, but now that I'm stuck in quarantine all by myself, I think I really do want that partner. I think I really do want to. I know that sexuality is scary for me, but I think if I could get some support, then maybe I could start dating again.
Right.
Those type of questions, because all we're doing is staring at the wall. So.
I kind of had a feeling that your work was even more requested after the past, how many months now? Five we've had.
Something gross.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Michelle, how do you work with people who really want to finally achieve these fulfilling relationships and heal their sexual repression? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, absolutely. So my philosophy is that the body is so incredibly wise, and we spend most of our time living, loving from the left half of our brains. So by increasing the neuronal pathways between your prefrontal cortex, your thinking mind, and your body, you're able to tap into a more primal, real, authentic, pleasurable way of living that translates into incredible pleasure and intimacy and connection during sexuality, but also in your relationships in general. Mm-hmm. So I use a lot of techniques that are inspired from the tantric tradition, as well as some others, that really help wire your brain and your body more deeply together. On top of that, there's a lot of, I call it low-grade trauma. There's high-grade trauma, but also low-grade trauma of just living in a patriarchy, living in a world where sexuality isn't celebrated. Your body thinks that the world is unsafe, and that really tampers down on your ability to feel, your ability to connect. And so I do a lot of embodied trauma release up to gently unwind those stories, gently unwind the old conditioning, and really allow you to experience more fully.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like it's really, like you said, holistic, holistic sex coach, in terms of it's not just the body, but it's the whole belief system that goes around sexuality. I can see how that really does play a big role, and the work that you're doing is just so critical and so powerful. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about this important work that you're doing?
I like to keep it easy. So my name is Michelle, and you can find everything about me at my website, michellethesexcoach.com.
Okay. That is
very
straightforward.
You'll find my email, my socials, whatever. Just go to michellethesexcoach.com.
That's the way that they would find you on Facebook as well?
I'm not really on Facebook. I am on Instagram.
Instagram. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can find basically everything on michellethesexcoach.com. And I keep a very active blog with a lot of simplified versions of the techniques and tools that I use with my clients.
Oh, nice.
So if this has piqued your interest, but you're not quite sure, like, just grab an article. Take your body for a test drive and see how it goes.
I love that. Okay, so that's Michelle with two L's, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, thesexcoach.com. All right, perfect. Easy enough. Mm-hmm. Well, Michelle, you've already shared, so many golden nuggets of wisdom here, but if I could tap on you one last time during our interview, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or maybe doubting their ability to succeed?
The best piece of wisdom I heard was from a colleague of mine, and she said that business is like dieting. Sure, there are some people that are going to lose 300 pounds in 30 seconds or whatever, but really, business building is such a long game. The pace of growth is so slow for most of us. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're a woman or you have a non-dominant identity, your business might look very, very different from what the experts say. And so take the time to go at your own pace and do what feels good to you. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Forget the haters. If people say, oh, you're not doing it right, but it's working for you, then who cares?
Yeah, that is sage advice. I love that. Oh, it can be daunting with all the different schools of thought, if you will, about the right way to build a business. But I love that. Just tap into your own, well, what I call zone of genius, right? And follow that flow with what feels like the best way for you. And just like you, I mean, you created what you call as a boutique coaching. And I love that, where you can really honor your own self-care and create this balance in your life. And that allows you to serve better, right? It allows you to be a better coach. Yeah, fantastic. I love the words of advice. And, you know, it's just been so great, Michelle, just learning about your journey from your high stress 9-to-5 office job in that tech world, which is so not you, to the courage that you had to just spread your wings and say, this is a better deal. This is who I am. And really jump into this important work that you're now doing and helping people really achieve fulfilling relationships and sexual relationships and heal their sexual repression. So that's really great to have heard about your journey and this great work that you're doing. I really want to thank you for being a guest on today's show. And I really enjoyed our conversation.
Well, thank you, Wendy. I really enjoyed being here.
Yeah. And again, you can reach Michelle Garfinkel through her website, which is michellethesexcoach.com. All right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Michelle Garfinkel. And as always, here's to your success.